On October 29, 2021, Drew Binsky, a 30-year-old American, arrived in Saudi Arabia and became one of about 250 on the planet who have visited all countries in the world. Binsky is a popular vlogger who documented his trips on YouTube and Instagram and shared the stories of the people he met, like the world's shortest man in the Philippines. Drew, great to have you on the show. How did you get the idea for this journey?
After studying abroad in Prague, Czech Republic, I taught English in South Korea. And that's when I started a blog to share my eating and partying experiences around the world. A friend of mine had visited all the countries, and his story motivated me to do it as well.
You started as a blogger, but now you're more well-known for making videos. How did that start?
I switched to video after a little documentary about my 3 days in North Korea surprisingly went viral in April 2017.
So you have visited all the countries on the planet. How many are there?
The United Nations officially recognizes 193 nations, and I added four: the Vatican, Palestine, Kosovo, and Taiwan. Kurdistan and Somaliland, for example, are also not officially recognized by the UN.
What were some of your favorite experiences along the way?
I really like traveling to countries that are considered dangerous or where people are scared to go. That way I can teach people who might otherwise fear someone from there with no real reason. Some of my favorites were Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan, Somalia, and Venezuela. I'm really lucky that I've had so many incredible experiences.
Yeah, traveling absolutely opens up the world, right?
Absolutely. One interesting story was when I was in the Central African Republic. I met a local friend, and together we went on an 8-hour drive to visit a pygmy tribe. These people are some of the shortest people in the world, around 4 feet tall on average. And it was really fascinating for me to go there, immerse myself in their culture, and see what sort of food they ate. It was a special experience, and I've never been so far away from a city. It was the kind of experience that makes you think about what truly matters in life.
Wow, what a story.
Another favorite story was my trip to Greenland, where about 50,000 people live. We tried to get as far away from the rest of the world as possible, which led us to an island called Itokortormit. Only around 300 people live there. They have no jails, no post office, and they depend on the cruise ships, which come by about once a month or every couple of months to bring them what they need. I was able to really feel the culture there, and I was so surprised at how happy the people were. You can't forget, they live in complete isolation and in really freezing cold weather.
What do you think has been the biggest lesson you learned while on this journey?
I learned that in some ways, it doesn't matter where you're from. Everybody needs to eat when they're hungry. Everybody needs to love each other. Everybody needs to laugh. Everybody needs to sleep. Everybody smiles and everybody cries. One example is when I was in Yemen. I was in a car with a couple of girls. This was very unusual because in Yemen, women aren't allowed to drive with men that they don't know. But they were listening to the same music I liked, and we really bonded over that. That was a moment when I realized that people are really the same.
Is there anything you hope others take away from following your travels?
I want them to learn about the world, because traveling is the best education that anybody can have. But mostly, I want other people to feel inspired to travel the world, or at least become more curious.
That's a great take-home message. Drew, thanks for joining us, and all the best for your next project.
It was a pleasure.